This week on The Nervous Record.
He says he's really fascinated with how my brain works and he wishes that he could do it with me while I was under an MRI machine. It sounds weirder than...
That sounds real fucked up.
I'm Amanda Sox and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
You know it's better than regular candy?
No.
Seasonal candy.
Seasonal candy.
Any season.
Why?
Reese's cups are better in any shape that's not cups.
I don't eat Reese's cups.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Who doesn't eat Reese's cups?
I don't. I'm so sorry.
My nutritionist right now that I've been going to see, she said 2 weeks... Don't eat bread. Don't eat dairy. However, you can have a treat every day.
Really?
50 grams of sugar maximum. She's trying to get me off bread. She's trying to get me off of dairy. Because turns out I may have celiac disease. She said I might be one of the 1% of people who actually has celiac disease.
Why did she say that?
Because... She said that because I'm eating gluten all the time and I never feel good. But, like, I also am not somebody who cares really about being trendy. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do I give a shit if stuff's got gluten in it? I love gluten. Gluten is, like, my favorite food group.
It's yummy.
But she was like, here's what I want you to do. I want you to cut out dairy for 2 weeks and cut out bread.
Okay.
And see how you feel. Mm-hmm. But you can have a treat. 50 grams of sugar. Max a day. You know what 50 grams of sugar is?
I don't.
It's one regular size bag of peanut M&Ms plus one seasonal Reese's treat. I must look like the most ridiculous stoner in the entire world because it takes me 15 minutes at the gas station, standing in the candy aisle, turning around every single type of candy to count the grams of sugar to see how many of them I can match up to not overcome my 50.
Do you think that stoners actually, like, flip over the bags to look at the ingredients or the calorie count? They might just, like, take the package and stare at the front of it.
Well, I do that, too.
Okay.
But I'm not eating gummy bears right now. I gave up gummy bears for Lent.
No.
Yes. Just for curiosity's sake, look at the back of the bag, see what kind of math I was dealing with the sugar count, with the grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a bag of Haribo and I spit out all of the yellow ones, I think I'm at 50. Should be okay. So I could... conceivably, if I'm willing to give up dairy and bread, which means any kind of pizza situation in the world.
Whoa.
If I'm willing to make that sacrifice, I could have a bag of gummy bears a day and be able to say that it was sanctioned by my nutritionist.
That's true.
The other thing that she told me, I can't drink beer.
Okay.
Because that's beer's liquid bread, apparently. Yeah. None of the brown liquors.
Okay.
But I can have clear liquor.
Yeah.
Basically, I could carry around a bottle of vodka in my purse with me, and it would be fine. See, but the problem is when she tells me these things...
This is very similar to diets that I've been on, so...
She tells me these things, and I think what she's meaning to say is you can incorporate these things into a diet that also has vegetables...
Hint, hint.
In it, you know? The way that I think is, like, she's giving me all these loopholes. Now I know exactly how much candy and how much vodka I can live on a day. I'm not going to eat any of the healthy stuff. I'm just going to train my appetite so that I can just live on that stuff alone.
Obviously.
Yeah. And then I'm going to slow down my metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go off of it for, like, one day, and I'm going to gain 20 pounds. That's what happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to weigh myself every day. And measure my self-worth based on what the scale does every damn day. That's what I do. I'm never gonna look like Kate Moss.
No, absolutely not. I don't know why anybody would want to. Sorry, Kate Moss.
Sorry, Kate Moss. I'm sure she's fine. yeah, so genetics.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about genetics lately, actually.
Okay.
Nate's been telling me about genetics. There's this thing called this genotype and this phenotype. We won't get too deep into genetics tonight.
Good. So the show that I'm doing out of town is about, like, quantum multiverse string theory, like, all this science-y stuff. It's not about that, but there's a lot of that, and that's what people want to talk about after the play's over. They're like, oh my god, that acting, it was so great, you guys are awesome. So, like, tell me more about this quantum multiverse theory. And, like, what do you think? Has it made you think that maybe there's multiple universes? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just an actor.
So you don't really know what you're talking about?
I do, generally.
Do you think there are multiple universes?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Anyway. Do you believe in past lives?
Sure, why not? See, that's the thing. I don't know enough about anything to say I believe that, because somebody's going to come back and be like, oh, do you really? Well, how about this? And like, out, believe me or outsmarts me. I don't know. So I just prefer not to claim anything and say, like, sure, anything's possible.
Have you ever been, like, around a thing or in a place, around a person, or had a thought that felt weirdly familiar?
Yeah, like deja vu.
Yes.
So, which could be reincarnation, or whatever, past lives, or could be this idea that, like, you know, multiple universes.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, too?
What?
It's not deja vu. Jamais vu.
What the hell is that?
It's deja vu reverse. When you're in a familiar situation that feels new. It feels unfamiliar. I think that's what it is.
Is that like an out-of-body moment?
It may be Alzheimer's, too. That may be just dementia. Like, I feel like...
C'est la vie.
Yeah. What else happened since I seen you? Valentine's Day?
That's happened?
Oh, yeah. So it was really cute. Valentine's Day. I got him a watercolor painting of a Bojangles biscuit and cup of sweet tea. I felt so stupid having to take that Bojangles picture to the frame shop. But I was like, oh, hopefully he'll think this is funny. And I even thought of my delivery. My delivery was going to be like, since you're taking an art history class right now, I thought you might like to have a piece of custom artwork. He said he had never done Valentine's Day before because with his ex, they just were like, we're not going to make a thing of it. It's a Hallmark holiday. That was a bad, I'm not gonna do that impression.
But you love all things holiday.
I love holidays. I love all of the holidays. Pulaski Day. Boxing Day. I celebrate all the Independence Days. Canada, Australia.
Bastille Day.
Love it. You know what's a real favorite? Is Epiphany. That's a cake holiday. Any of the cake holidays. The king cake. That's the Epiphany one. Fat Tuesday. Pancakes, that's a cake holiday. What was I talking about? Valentine's Day. I'm gonna have jamais vu when I listen to this. He was like thinking it had to be a thing. I was like, no, it doesn't have to be a thing at all. Like, I'm not one of those people who's gonna be like, ugh, let's not make it a thing. But that's what society does. But also, I'm not somebody who's like, I need expensive jewelry. You know, I need the kinds of things that Jane Seymour wears on the television.
Every gift begins with K. Oh, kiss.
Kiss! Wait, you really have conversations about string theory and quantum physics?
Well, as I told you, not well. I sound dumb.
So I was just like, yeah, just a card and some candy. You know, not even a card, just some candy. It's fine. Just tell me I'm pretty and it'll be great. But he wanted to do some, like, little presents. Strips. Jeez. Presents. He said, let's do them out on the back porch. I walk out on the back porch and he's holding.
Pony. Holding. Okay. Go on.
He's holding a tailgate extra large size Bojangles box. You know, one of those big boxes that you would get the tailgate amount of chicken, which I guess is like enough chicken for a large
football team.
A large family. So I open up my presents and I have this beautiful custom made cup and a candlestick and centerpiece that he had all made for me, all in his wood shop. But he had packaged them in this big, giant Bojangles box. Mm-hmm. And it was so cute because he was just like, I know, so cheesy of me. It was like, this Bojangles box, it was so stupid. The whole time he's saying this, I've got this bag over here, and I'm knowing, like, it's a it's a Bojangles watercolor that he's about to get as his gift. The other thing I got him was like a, because I wasn't sure if the Bojangles thing was going to make it in time, I got him a backup. It was a diagram of one of the first ever MRI machines. He says he's really fascinated with how my brain works and he wishes that he could do it with me while I was under an MRI machine. It sounds weirder than...
That sounds real fucked up.
I don't think that he wants to do it inside of an MRI machine.
Yeah, because y'all can't both fit in there.
That sounds really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he wants to see your brain on sex.
He wants to see my brain on sex. Because apparently, directly after, apparently there's like a 10 to 15 second window where
you enter a different universe.
Yes. Something happens because the very strangest things come out of my mouth and I don't remember them later. When I say what? The strangest things, I think one day he said I started singing The Wheels on the Bus.
And you don't remember it?
Not really. I remember some of it some of the time, but it feels like a different person, or it feels like a weird, like almost like an out of body response. I mean, I guess like during when you're doing it, like people like make doing it noises that are like,
yeah, they don't sing The Wheels on the Bus. Have you brought this up with your therapist?
No, because I mean, I figure like it's not hurting anybody, I guess. But then he says there's a snap. He says he watches it happen. He says there's two Leahs. There's like regular Leah. I mean, not anything regular about me, but like there's...
It's like when you order a kid-sized cup at McAllister's and it's the size of a big gulp. What is this? Yeah, regular Leah is more than anyone expected.
I don't know, but apparently there's just like, then there's like sex Leah. I feel like there's, that makes it sound like I'm like a dirty sex human or like a sex fiend or like a hoe.
I really like the phrase dirty sex human. I don't know how accurate it is, but.
There's just this like 10 to 15 second window where it's just down the rabbit hole. I think a lot of times I just laugh like an idiot. Mm-hmm. There's like maniacal laughing that happens.
That is terrifying. No wonder he wants to scan your brain.
I know. I told you. Like he said, he just wishes that he could have me under that MRI just to see what happens in my brain for that 10 to 15 second window. Because he's really fascinated with the brain. Like, that's his deal, you know? He also wants to do some kind of tests on my oblongata. Something. I don't know. He wants to
say
do
it again.
Brain oblongata. Do you think it's weird that girls that Nate met on Bumble ask him to build them credenzas? He was like, I've made more money off of girls from Bumble asking me to do stuff. I'm like, you're a wood hooker. He's told me all about all these Bumble dates that he had. One girl answered the door in a towel.
What?
Yeah. One of them, he said, was, quote, the most attractive woman that I've ever seen.
That's all he had to say about her? There wasn't any caveat, like, but she's dumb.
I think he said that she was, like, a rocket scientist or something like
no.
that.
No.
Yeah, like, she had beauty and brains.
No. But
he said, but, Leah, you're the only one that's ever made me weak in the knees. Like, she was more conventionally attractive than you, but, like, you give me...
boners.
I do.
Romance.
I can't believe you just... I would never say bone.
You can't even finish it.
Okay, I have a social question for you.
Yeah, bring it.
What do you think about posts on social media? So Valentine's Day, we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I noticed was when I signed on Instagram, just lambasted with posts from husbands and boyfriends of pictures of their partner, their wife.
Okay.
With like taglines like, she's a keeper. Or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've loved her for this many bajillion years, and she's my soulmate, and yada, yada, yada. So, like, ranging from cute to cheesy. Because it's not a selfie. It's a picture of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what is that gesture? Who is that for? And mm-hmm. I asked Nate what it was, and, I mean, kind of in a roundabout way, it was like...
will you do it for me?
Dude. Are you not going to put a picture of me on Instagram? And he's not an idiot. Like, he kept trying to be like, Leah, I know what you're doing. And I was like, no, this is not what I'm doing. This is a sociology question that I have. So I start to, like, internalize it and think, like, I'm just not worth showing off. Which is, like, a little sad.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just nodded, and it wasn't in a, like, that's true. It was, like, in a, I understand.
He said to me, like, which would you rather have? What's more important to you? If I put pictures of you up on social media, or that there's 5 or 10 pictures of you in my phone that I want to look at every day and think about how lucky that I am. Just for myself. Which is more important to you? But I'm kind of like, why can't it be both?
He out-sociologied you.
He did. You know, what do I gotta do to, like, get shown off a little bit? Yeah. This is just because I'm an insecure individual. That's all that this is about. It's not like there's a principle here or anything. It's just that I'm super insecure. And so...
once again, I'm sorry, nodding because I understand, not because I'm calling you insecure.
So I read this article, and it was talking about, like, we live in, like, 4 multiverse. We live in, like, 4 different realities now. If okay. you're in a partnership with the dawn of social media, you live in 4 different ones.
Whew.
So you live in reality, your day-to-day life. You live in your social media reality, which is how you choose to curate
mm-hmm.
what you want them to perceive as your life.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when you get into a relationship, you also live in the 3rd reality, which is what you experience with your partner one-on-one. The 4th reality is what your partner wants other people to perceive about their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it's valid for one partner to be thinking, like, you're choosing, you have a choice as to what other people are making up of your life. If I'm missing from it, then that's sad for mm-hmm. me. And he was like, yeah, that's one theory. And I thought I had nailed it. I was like, this 4 realities thing. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, you're right. And then 15 seconds later, I was going to sign on Instagram. It was going to be like, picture my head, maybe lots of hearts around it. And just say bae underneath. Maybe he'll hear this, and this will be a roundabout way of... maybe people will troll him. Maybe, do you think we could get people to troll him?
We need more followers before people will troll him, I think.
Well, you just need one troll. Does there have to be a lot of... It doesn't have to be a troll army. So, if somebody out there who's listening to this wants to jump on that, just troll Nate a lot about...
Or just make an Instagram post with a picture of Leah with hearts around it.
Yeah, or ask me to build you a credenza. Did I tell you I was called pregnant again last week?
Yeah, but you didn't tell me the context.
The context was on Saturday I bought a new dress, and on Sunday I was in the gas station, and a girl asked me if I was pregnant.
Oh my god, what? Why do you spend so much time at the gas station?
Maybe the fact that I was looking at scrutinizing the candy wrapper so, so carefully. This girl at the gas station asks me if I'm pregnant, and I said, no. And she said, oh, because you don't look it. That was her comeback. She was like, just the way that you were just kind of patting your belly.
Patting your belly like, yum, candy.
Whenever I see something appetizing, I just immediately start rubbing patting my belly. I just kind of operate like one of those animatronic bears at the Country Time Jamboree at Disney World. I'm like one of those Jamboree bear robots. / dirty sex human for 10 seconds a day.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
And I was watching Mad Men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, one, that'll make you drink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to drink so much because I was watching Mad Men. Yeah. I was like, I'm supposed to have a cocktail in my hand at all hours of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
that will make me sexy.
Same thing happened to me when I started watching Breaking Bad, except with meth.
Do you like to follow funny things on Twitter? So do we, if we knew how to use it. You should follow us, because when we figure it out, it's gonna be hilarious. So follow us on Twitter at Nervous Record.
Sad. My shoes fall asleep.